I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans. He's an entomologist, photographer, and author. And in the weeks ahead, we'll be launching a regular morning edition feature on WCVE Public Radio called What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. Coincidentally, that's the name of one of Dr. Evans's books. It's a collection of columns published originally in the Richmond Times-Dispatch. It's also the name of his current blog. Flutterbys.
Butterflies have a special place in the insect world because they don't suffer the stigma of being insects. People think of them as birds. They tend to ignore the fact that they start out as caterpillars, nibbling on sometimes plants that they care about.
How long does the individual live?
In general, butterflies live 4 to 6 weeks, and the caterpillar stage will take anywhere from a month to 6 weeks from egg to pupa. Spring is a fantastic time for butterflies, and Virginia has a very rich butterfly fauna. Probably one of the more conspicuous butterflies we see right now are the eastern tiger swallowtails. These are the big black and yellow beauties that we see flitting across the highway or up and down riverbanks and streams and what have you. They're our official state insect. The eastern tiger swallowtail was one of the first species of insects described scientifically from North America by Carolus Linnaeus in 1758. In 1991, they were dubbed the official state insect of Virginia, and as such, they have taken their place on license plates just like cardinals and dogwoods have.
How do we attract them?
Well, the adults are nectar feeders, so you need to have some great nectar sources in your yard. People plant all kinds of things. Butterfly bushes are a very popular nectaring plant for butterflies. But if you're starting a butterfly garden, it's good to do your homework first. Check out the sites with the Virginia Native Plant Society and find out what native flowers are attracting butterflies. And not only do you want to find that out, but you also want to have different species that are blooming throughout the year. And that way you can get a constant parade of butterflies, not just swallowtails, but others too. And don't forget their caterpillars. You also want to have some plants nearby that will feed them too.
Do you know whether or not the word butterfly itself is a spoonerism?
You know, I've heard some discussions about that, and I don't know what the etymology is for butterfly. I'll have to do my homework on that.
That's right. You're an entomologist, not an etymologist.
I'm not an etymologist. That's right. But it's a legitimate question, and I've read discussions of it, and I don't think it's ever been nailed down, but some people have some opinions as to how it came to be. I'll have to do a little checking on that.
So if you love flutterbys or butterflies, you'll love... Well, one of these books from Dr. Art Evans. He's the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. And What's Bugging You? A Fond Look at the Animals We Love to Hate.